in London, and words matter, Kate, right? Words matter a lot, what you say, and sometimes a different consonant, they use different words. And I was going to do a Zoom call one day with a friend of mine in London, and he said, "Oh, Terry, can we just do it by phone? Because I can't get on Zoom right now." And I said, "Okay, sure. Everything okay?" And he's like, "Well, I haven't taken care of my bum flap." And I was like, "Bum flap?" I'm like, "Did I hear you correctly? Did you say bum flap?" And I'm like, "Now I'm dying. I'm laughing on the floor." And he's like, "What's so funny?" I'm like, "Where's bum flap?" And he's like, "I haven't shaved my face. You know that?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh." So words matter, right? Right? And so when you're talking to people about doing a three-way call and you want to get Royal Diamond Dave Johnson on the phone, they have no idea what that is. So don't say Royal Diamond Dave Johnson, say, "I have this friend and he's amazing and he can answer your questions." Be the friend, not the expert. It works. Okay, our next speaker, who I absolutely love and adore, and I swear she gets younger and younger every year. I've grown up with her. She cares so much about everybody in this company, and she is my go-to person when I need something fixed. Everybody knows that person. This is Pat Elkins. Everybody welcome up Pat. Woo-hoo!
Oh, thank you, thank you. You know, I've been listening to so many inspiring words. And some of the words that has stuck with me have been determination, not get in your own self's way, and just do it. And it brings me back to the time Mr. Foley gave me my first review. I went in the office already shaking, and I'm saying to myself, "Oh God, let's just get this over with. Let's just get this over with." I go in, I sat down, and he's looking through my files, and I'm like, "God." And then out of the blue, he just asked a question. "What do you see yourself doing in the next 5 years?" And I said, "No, what kind of dumb question is this?" What is it that I want to do? I've done just about everything I wanted to do except sit in this seat. And I thought, "Okay, Pat, let's get this over with. Let's say something that's going to sound intelligent and just get it over with." And I blurted out, "Oh, you know, I'd like to go on the road and do some speaking sometime." And he looked at me just like head like the head of deer. You know, I'm like, "Oops, maybe I made a mistake. Well, I got over that review. It was really painless. Didn't think much about it until about 3, maybe 4 months later. I'm at home. One of my coworkers called me, Mabel. And she was all excited. "Pat, Mr. Foley was wondering if you would say something at the next convention." I was not really thinking about it. And then usually I would get up and I would talk to all my children, President's Club members, maybe tell them you need to go down to the left and make a right. And I'm thinking, "Well, yeah, I'll do that. I have a problem with that." She said, "Great. Tell you what, let me finish what I'm doing, get his approval, and I'll call you right back." "Oh, okay." Maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes, she called me back. She said, "Pat, I just sent you an email. Go in, open it up, and just read it and tell me what you think." Open it up. I started reading. I started scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And I said, "Oh my God, what have I gotten myself into?" It was a 5-page speech. I'm like, "What in the world? Is this man crazy or what?" But then I got to thinking, he had to have saw something in me. He had to have had faith in me. And so I had to say to myself, you know what? I'll trick him. I'm not going to let him down. And you know what I did? Every day for 3 months, I practiced for 30 minutes. Every day. And it wasn't easy because he's a piece of work. He followed me. That night, that first day, all he was behind stage and he wanted to know was a scare, was a sweat, was a, he was a piece of work. And I just kept telling myself, I was not gonna let him down, nor myself. So I practiced. And I see all of you guys here, and there is a reason for you being here, because you want to do naked. I mean, you want to do naked. So the only thing you have to do is just be determined. Determined that you're going to succeed in this business. And just get up and do it.